The first call of the day.
Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Blake. How
are you? The first call of the day. I'm pretty great.
Hi, Jason.
How are you this early morning?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
And we're good. Is this your normal wake-up time?
Yeah, during the week, just to get out to the gym and get that over with before the day starts.
Whoa.
Good for you. A little motivated, macho
nice
man.
Pecs.
Macho man Jason.
Oh, tight buns.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Sorry. The machoist.
The machoist of
That's
men.
That's right, the machoist of men. What do you do for work?
I work in business development for a company that does housing for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Oh, very cool.
Holy moly.
Yeah. A lot of times, actually, you guys will get calls from, like, direct support professionals or other people that are going to, like, a group home in the morning or people that work in human services. And those are the kind of folks that actually work in the homes that my company owns. So it's really cool to hear them, like, you know, some of the first responder, or I'm sorry, the direct support workers and those guys on their ways into work.
Aww.
Yeah, that's it. That's why I always say the 5 o'clock club has a special place in my heart because it's, you know, it's the folks who really have to bust their butts. And a lot of the time they're right on the front lines of, you know, day to day life, let alone in the pandemic.
Yeah.
So, So where do you live, Jason?
Cumberland.
Cumberland? No,
yeah, of
fancy.
Course he does. He's very well spoken, can
okay,
I say?
Well, Cumberland,
yeah.
Yes. Do you live in Cumberland Forside?
Oh.
No, but I do drive through there on occasion.
Okay.
I saw the snobbiest thing. I was up in, now this is going to sound snobby of me to say, but I was up in Camden.
Oh.
And but I saw a boat, and it was a beautiful boat. But on the back, it you know, it says where they hail from, like your port of call.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of peoples will say, you know, South Portland, or even if they live in Cape Elizabeth but keep their boat in South Portland, they'll say Cape Elizabeth because it's where they live, you know.
Yeah.
So his this guy's boat said Cumberland Forside.
Oh.
And I thought, what a snob.
Oh, right.
You know, like Cumberland is nice enough. You have to specify it's Forside.
No,
oh, I'm sorry. Let me move my dinghy out of your way, sir.
Yeah, they don't let me into those pats. They're like, turn around.
And where's work, Jason? You live in Cumberland. Well, where are you working out?
I go to Planet Fitness over in Falmouth. Work for me is at home. I've actually been like a kind of a remote worker for the last 5 years. It's based out in Columbus, Ohio. So I used to travel a lot. Now I've just kind of, you know, been sitting
so much
at home
for that.
For,
yeah,
this guy's got it together.
For a year.
Is he single? Jason, are you single?
No. Actually, I have a fiance. I got engaged in December.
Hey, congratulations!
You have got it together,
well,
Jason.
Well, look at him. He's 5 a.m. He's up at the gym.
Oh my God, you guys are making me feel great.
Oh, come on, congrats.
So listen, Jason, don't sound the lunk alarm over there at Planet Fitness today, okay?
Dude, honestly, terrified. Every time I'm in that weight section, I'm looking up at it like, you better not go off.
Nope. You got to put those weights down nice and gingerly.
Wow.
That's right,
like
no lunk alarm. That's right. I wonder if we have, do we have a...
I didn't even realize that was a real thing.
Do we have a...
It is.
Let's
see. My God.
There's Jason at the gym.
No. Oh, my God.
Set off the lunk alarm. All right, bud. Have a good workout. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, guys. Have
bye, Jason. Fun. I'm so glad we're friends now. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Kelly's going to be driving around Cumberland asking random residents, are you Jason?
Are you Jason? He's got us all together.
Yeah. All right, good morning. First call of the day.
The first call of the day.